Straight Talk Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good morning, everybody. Great to be here with you. Right off the top, I've got a giveaway because just before me on Shirley's show, they were talking about be a tourist in your hometown. So they forgot to talk about the giveaway here. And there's a two passes for two to give away. And TJ, you're going to take the fourth and fifth caller? All right. So call 386-1161 if you want to get two passes for be a tourist in your hometown. Also, they wanted me to pass on that these will be available. They're selling them at Walmart today, so make sure you go get that. It's great value, and you get to see your town. And speaking of your town, we have a great community partner in the studio today. We're going to be talking with Keith Elwood from Crumsby's Cupcake Cafe about their new location, and also Lori Nelson is here. Nielsen.
Yep.
Maurice, right, from Gazzola Tiles. Welcome, both of you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
How are you today?
Fantastic.
Excellent. Now, I know, Keith, you've got a lot on the go because you've got your second location opening up tomorrow. Well, it's open, but sort of the big launch, the ribbon cutting tomorrow.
That's right. We're having an open house up at the Royal Oak location, and we're very excited to welcome the whole community. We started out by saying, gosh, there are still some people who are back from the one-room schoolhouse days.
And, amazing.
Yeah, and they've kept in touch with each other, and so we wanted to sort of honor them as the founding alumni of the schoolhouse building. But it turned out that everybody in Royal Oak has had some level of intersection with that building over the years, whether they're Boy Scouts or paint and putter preschoolers. It's just been an amazing center focal point for that
and
community.
And I think that's what Crumsby's, we'll get back to the Heritage new location, but Crumsby's, the reason you were chosen is because you are such a community partner. You and your wife, Marie, work really hard at the Opay location to make it a center point because we've lost that connection. And you not only sort of sell food, you sell community or invite community.
That's really the product. Mm-hmm. We're really proud of the cupcakes and the muffins and all the goodies and the espresso and all those things. But really the product is that opportunity for community, for a way to have a crossing of paths of people who might not run into each other. And some of that's divided by ages where, you know, if you're parents of a toddler, you might never be able to encounter anyone except other parents of toddlers.
Uh-huh.
That's not what Crumsby's is. We are welcoming all ages, and it's so much fun to see how that works.
And I love that because, you know, I think it's really important. My mom was a midwife and loved babies. And, you know, to get the opportunity, once sometimes you are maybe in a retirement home or somewhere, you may not have that opportunity. So to go to somewhere like the Crumsby's Cupcake Cafe, you'll see babies, you'll see seniors, teenagers, whoever, and interacting and welcome
exactly.
at the spot. So.
Yes. And someone that's a wonderful regular customer, probably in her 80s, came up to Maria yesterday and put her hand on her arm and said, "Thank you so much for having this. My grandchildren are in Halifax." And the
aww.
Reason that she comes, sure, I'd like to say it's for the cupcakes, but really it's because she gets to have these vicarious grandchildren that she gets to share
that's
in
so
for
cool.
a little bit of time.
Well, Maria, I know when she was here before was talking about the community, and the product is amazing. I have some cupcakes here, and if you're listening, Hudson, we're going to talk about you later, but I think it's a little birthday present for
you. It could
you.
Be a little birthday
H-H-M.
Present.
Yeah.
Although we may not have the full dozen
not make
when
it
we
out,
get done.
They may not. But the passion she had for community, but also the fresh ingredients. These are small batch muffins and cupcakes. Also, you have paninis and seasonal salads and coffee and
we even have lots of healthy things, which surprises me in some ways because we are a cupcake bakery, but we've got a wonderful quinoa cake, and we should probably talk about that, although
ooh.
I'm not the best one to tell you what the ingredients are.
So would that be a gluten-free cake then? Quinoa?
That is, oh gosh, I'm on the hook. I think it's gluten-free, but we do use egg as a binder, so it's not vegan. We've got several different levels that we try to make people happy with. And actually, Patty, you'd love this. We briefly gave up on baking our own gluten-free products because we had a complaint from someone who said, "You really shouldn't call this gluten-free." And we said, "Oh, goodness, this is such an uphill battle." So we just brought in some pre-made gluten-free products.
Right.
Started to read the fine print on that package, and it said, "If you're really allergic or if you're seriously celiac, don't eat this either. At the same time, we had dozens of people coming in saying, why don't you have your gluten-free cupcakes anymore? Where's your gluten-free muffins? What's the matter? So we gave up in the other direction, and we are making our products that have no gluten added, and we're trying to use the right terms. We have a kitchen that has flour floating around in it, and we can't, just like nobody these days, we can't guarantee that the suppliers have lines that don't have any flour associated with them, even if they're not processed.
But you do the best job you can do for that. The same with the nuts. You don't have nuts either.
Right. And we had a customer come in who said, give us the product, say no gluten added, and we can make an informed choice. Right. If they've got real severe allergies or a real severe medical condition, they know what they're looking for.
Yeah. And I think the main thing is you're paying attention.
Exactly.
You know, and you're wanting to do the best you can for your customers. You know that, Lori, being in the tile business. I mean, you try and do the best you can for your customers. And the customer's always right.
Customer's always right. And there are definitely lots of people looking for gluten-free products.
It's amazing how many people are.
It is. And in some ways, it's a little frightening. But what we discovered was that that's quite a continuum, right? It's not all the way allergic or all the way non-allergic. Some people are making the choice that says, I don't want to have gluten in my diet.
Yeah.
Other people have kids with sensitivities where they could have Maria's cupcakes, mm-hmm. but they couldn't have a regular flour-based one.
It's all trial and error. Much like having two shops now, what is that going to be like for you? Because I know you guys were already really busy with the first one. So what is it like now with two locations?
We feel sometimes like that little dog running down the street who catches the car. And we're not quite sure what to do with it. But by the same token, as you introduced, we couldn't turn down the opportunity to have that second store when Ed Garrett came to us from Garrett Construction. He came to us and he said, you're the kind of community that we want to have here. You don't say no to that.
No, and I think to be approached. And yeah. There's a lot of competition for the cupcake dollar, but to be noticed for what you do is a really positive thing. And I think the location is fabulous. When we come back, we're going to talk more about tomorrow and about how people can go see your new cupcake franchise.
Wonderful.
Back in a minute.
Adam Sterling here on the next show. It's a day of action for the BCTF. We'll have the latest on what that means and what happens next, plus the day's most comprehensive look at news, sports, and weather.
Adam Sterling and the Lunch Bunch on CFAX 1070.
Okay, son, let me show you how to light a fire.
Sure, Dad. Are you sure we have insurance for this?
Well, of course. It's with Harbord. They're the home insurance people. Now, pass me those matches.
I don't know about this, Dad. Mom never uses gasoline.
Yeah.
Before you renew your home insurance this year, talk with Harbord. That's H-A-R-B-O-R-D. They're the home insurance people. Check the white pages or harbordinsurance.com for office phone numbers.
Okay, now stand back while I throw in the match. Son, where'd you go?
Nominations are now being accepted for the 29th annual CFAX 1070 Community Awards presented by Dodge Furniture and Mattress. Once again, we're honoring outstanding Victorians in sports, arts, community, business, teamwork, youth, safety, and Citizen of the Year. To nominate somebody, go to CFAX1070.com. Deadline for nominations is Friday, March 23rd. The award ceremony Thursday, May 3rd at the Westin Bear Mountain Resort. The CFAX 1070 Community Awards, a proud Victoria tradition.
The Save a Lot Case Lot Sale is on right now at Fairway Market. Your chance to stock up and save. In produce, California grown sun-kissed navel oranges, sweet, seedless, are $4.88 for the big 10-pound box. The savings are fresher than ever during the Save a Lot Case Lot Sale at Fairway Market. Proud to be local.
Save a Lot Case Lot Sale, Fairway Market.
Dealing with a nagging injury? Get well sooner at the new Synergy Wellness Center. Come to their grand opening today and get a free treatment by donation to one of four charities. Synergy Wellness Center offers physiotherapy, chiropractic, acupuncture, Bowen therapy, massage therapy, plus fitness classes. And you can try one of them for free today. There are only a few spots available. Reserve your spot now at SynergyHealthManagement.com. The new Synergy Wellness Center at 3960 Quadra Street near McKenzie.
We are back. We're talking to Keith Elwood, who is with Kremsby's Cupcake Cafe, and Lori
Nielsen.
I'll get it. Nielsen from Gazola Tiles. I always do that with names. I get it, and then I go, oh, don't forget that. Oh, I forgot it. Must be an age thing. Not that you'd know about
that. It
couldn't
be an age thing.
Now, we're talking about the second Crumbsby's location, which is Royal Oak, and it's just – can you tell everybody where it is exactly, Keith, in case they haven't been by
it? It's one of those places that you may have been by 100 times and never seen it, mm-hmm. or it's the kind of place where you grew up going to. It's been relocated to 4525 West Saanich Road, mm-hmm. which is just below Elk Lake Road, the intersection there. So it's right. just up the hill and across the street from the Med Grill.
Okay. And it's yellow. It was white before, and they moved it part of this construction because Jarrett Construction, I mean, they worked hard to make sure it was well thought out, and the community fought for that building as well. And it's in the original location, I hear.
The community fought for it, and to their credit, Jarrett Construction really came through by saying, yes, we realize how important this is to yeah. the community, and we're going to make it happen. Now, that's probably good business, but it's also a really responsible, really ethical thing to do.
It is, and it looks so neat, and it's really the center point for all the new development there.
That's what it feels like to us.
Yeah, and we're talking about the patio, too, because you were talking about how you didn't want to wreck the lines. It's a one-room schoolhouse, so you've kept it open, kept it just really as it was. And you have a patio on the south side, you said. So in the summertime, people can go out there and enjoy their coffee and cupcakes and food.
We're going to try to have an eight-month summer.
Eight-month summer.
Well, yes.
Well, because, we do, kind of. Right?
Yeah, we do. And we can keep the patio in Oak Bay open for about 8 months. And it's just wonderful because it's an extra room. And usually it's the quiet room.
Yeah.
So we have the same expectation of the patio. The street's a little bit busier. But I think it's going to be a real vibrant point where even more walks of life can mingle.
I love that. And they've done a lot of streetscaping there, so it's, you know, it's not as busy as it could have been. They've done a lot of nice improvements on that
version. They've done a wonderful job, and it's a heritage exterior, and they've done a terrific job, and by they I mean Jarrett Construction. They've essentially taken under their wing all of that heritage reconstruction. They got the heritage consultants and the paint consultants and put the building back in its original location, put it in the right elevation off the ground so the number of steps is the same. They really took a lot of care right down to replacing the double hung windows with brand new period windows that, for heritage reasons, are actually single pane glass.
Wow.
So they really have done a wonderful job at duplicating what that exterior looked like.
And it's an 1884 building?
The best I can tell, now history is as history is seen, the best I can tell is that that building was built in 1884. It almost immediately burned down. And the history that I've read has it burning down after some sort of a social supper for the community. So everybody lost their best linens and best silver and best china. And then they almost instantly rebuilt the thing. So probably the building that is there is 1886, 1888. But you know, we
who's
are
gonna,
as close
who's
as we can
story,
guess.
Right?
That's right. That's right. No witnesses to the original event.
What's the oldest person coming that you found out to that was going to the school? Maybe that was the fellow you were on CTV last night.
Possible, although, and he was a charming gentleman, yes. But I've talked to a whole host of folks who were there as what we're calling founding alumni. They were students. They were pupils of the school back when it was a one-room schoolhouse. And we're running into people who were students there in the late 30s, in the early 40s, and up to, I guess, 1952, when it was no longer used as a public school.
Now, it had no washroom, is that correct?
It had no washroom. It had a coal stove, apparently, a little potbelly stove, and they'd shovel a hod of coal into it in the morning and get through the whole school day.
Wow.
Lots of the folks that I've talked to remember the new school, which was a two-room school that was built next door, and that's where the restrooms were.
And do you have restrooms now?
You know what? We do.
Well, there's an improvement, I learned.
Definitely.
That's right.
If you're going to have your coffee and cupcake.
Yeah, and to get that little permit to operate,
I'm sure
one might need a bathroom or two, yes.
Yeah. And is there a basement in that, or is it all just one level? Do you
have
anything underneath?
It's been brought now to a crawl space, and there's it's a brand new crawl space, which is good, and I've had to crawl around in it a little bit, but there certainly is no space down there to do anything, no storage space even.
Now, part of the deal, too, is that you open it up to the community after hours.
That was part of our arrangement.
How is that going to work, exactly?
Well, hopefully we'll figure that out as it happens. we are opening the doors to any community group that's appropriate to the space. And so Monday through Thursday in the evening, you can actually sign out the space and we'll make it available to community groups. There are some that have already approached us, like the Royal Oak Community Association.
Yes.
Perhaps the Lions Club is going to be interested in meeting there again because they've got a long history with the building. I just got a message from a photographer who has a community group that looks at digital images, and they heard that we're going to have a widescreen projection TV, and they want to be able to use the building once a month. That's the kind of groups that we want to see.
And it used to have like Girl Guides and things like that, so I imagine you'll be hearing from some of those groups as well down the road.
We might, yeah.
So it's kind of, you'll see as you go. And
we'll see as we go, and the thing is, because it's that one open space, and we don't want to turn it into something that needs to have a grate pulled across it or anything. We're just going to have the store open during the time that these groups are there, because you can hardly run one of those meetings without a little bit of coffee anyway.
Oh, absolutely. Or
even some snacks.
So tell us about what you have there to offer, too, at the Crumbs, because you have pretty much the same menu set as your other one, which is a pretty extensive menu.
We do have pretty much the same menu. So we've got the full breakfast, we've got muffins, and we've got healthier muffins that we call our morning loaf, and we have breakfast burritos, and then we've got the full lunch from homemade soup to flatbread pizza to six or eight different kinds of paninis. We're experimenting with quinoa salad, and we can't seem to keep it in stock. People love it. Both sort of a tabbouleh-like salad, but also now quinoa cakes and right on through to those yummy things at the end of the case, the cupcakes. And
you
and
must then, eat well, Keith.
I do.
You're so lucky.
That's
and
right.
And you do the seasonal salads at the Oat Bay one. If
yep.
people were making a salad this time of year, because you said there's so many ingredients in it, what sort of inspiration could they take from one of your salads to make at home? What kind of stuff do you add to make them so huge and wonderful?
I think the big thing that our magicians in the kitchen do is that they are fearless. They'll say, hey, here's a couple of cans of cannellini beans. What can we do with that?
Mm.
Would that be a nice mix with these black beans that we have or this corn?
Not just tomatoes and a mushroom or whatever.
Exactly.
Adding different ingredients.
Exactly. And I think we're finding that some of the contrasting flavors that we used to run away from,
yeah.
A pineapple and some sort of vegetable that we might be a little afraid of actually has a real nice marriage.
Yeah, and I think after a while with salad, you do need to kind of kick it up a notch. So I'm going to come and try one of those ones.
I know,
again.
You know, that's the bar keeps raising, and so we have to
you
keep
jump.
The test kitchens going.
Now, both of you are business owners. What is it like, you know, if people are listening going, wow, it'd be so neat to have the tile business, or you have the restaurant, which is trying. What kind of stuff do you need to know to have your own business? Do you have to be passionate about the product?
Always passion. Passion about business, doing what's best for the client. There's always a learning curve. And I don't think it's just the process of learning constantly.
And with the restaurant business, too, I mean, that's a hard business. People say, well, there's other people doing it. Why are you doing it? But there's always room for better.
Well, that's what we found. And certainly, when you look at the competitive landscape, if you're going up against an established player, whether that's a worldwide player or a good local establishment, you need a different story to tell.
Yeah.
You need a different product or you need a different environment. You need something that, yes, you're passionate about, but that also fills a need that people may or may not know.
And don't keep looking over your shoulder to see what the other guy's doing.
No, follow your own bliss. Absolutely.
That's right. And same with you, Lori, what you do. I mean, and you have a difference because your shop is approachable. You're approachable. You know, you can get tiles from different places, but what you offer is not only great product, but the individual treatment that people get when they walk in your door.
Well, we try to do that. It is an environment where it's constantly changing. We have a very educated consumer out there. Just like in your business, when the kids are, I find my children will watch TV and they're really into cooking and trying new foods and like quinoa, and just because of the exposure out there.
And so everybody's a know-it-all. They think they know better than you about the tiles. Sometimes.
They look online. They know, yes.
But everybody's a decorator now.
Yeah.
Even though we're not. You set us straight as to far as what we really should be buying for that kitchen as opposed to what maybe you think is the right product.
Absolutely. I mean, it always looks good when you see it on TV, but there's factors to take
Absolutely.
Into consideration.
Now, Keith, tomorrow you've got the ribbon cutting. You've got a reunion. Tell us about the specifics so people, if they want to come down, they know where and when.
Everybody should come down.
Absolutely.
We are having tomorrow, it's not a grand opening. It's a reunion and a rededication and a reopening of the building. We've seen how much of a role that schoolhouse has played as the heart of Royal Oak since all the way back in 1884. And we're privileged, I think, to be the next chapter in that historical timeline. And we've recognized, just since we've been open, just in the last month, how many people have crossed the threshold of that building in so many different roles, and how rewarding it is to see them come in and say, ah, now I see what you've done. Let's have the next bit.
So that's at 4525 West Saanich Road tomorrow, and that is from 1 to 3?
Well, we're starting at noon.
At noon.
Although, come early if you'd like to. We're starting at noon. We have a wonderful local bluegrass band who's going to be providing us with music right up until 3. 3 o'clock is the big dog and pony show. We're having the ribbon cutting. Mayor Frank Leonard will be there to help snip the ribbon, and we're going to unveil the reproduction of the original sign for the schoolhouse, which they're mounting this afternoon, and then we will hide behind a little cloth. And after, at 3:30, we're going to be having an 1890s tea for those founding pioneering pupils.
Excellent. And I'm sure if you want more information, you can contact Crumsby's in Oak Bay or the Royal Oak location. I'm sure it's going to be a fabulous success. They picked the greatest partner in picking Crumsby's, and I wish you all the success.
Well, thank
Stick
you
around
so
for
much,
the rest
Patty.
Of the show, and thank you for the birthday muffins or cupcakes for Hudson.
You bet. Absolutely. Happy birthday, Hudson.
Thank you. Back in a minute.
Cookware is all about choice, and at Penna & Company, that's exactly what you get. Check out this diverse lineup. American cookware, made in the States. WMF, made in Germany. Staub cast iron, made in France. Swiss diamond, made in Switzerland. Stainless steel clad cookware from Le Creuset and Henkels, made in China. So drop by today and see why Penna & Company is the United Nations of cookware. Brides-to-be, this is a great place for your registry. Penna & Company, in Broadmead Village.
It's 11:30. This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. The news begins right now.
Partly cloudy and up to 7 degrees downtown. Still dry, though. Good morning. I'm Kyle Reynolds. Three 17-year-old males were arrested by Saanich Police Thursday night. This after a car was stolen from the Sunny Mead area. More from CFAX 1070's Andrea Boyce.
Police say a Honda CR-V went missing sometime between 6:30 and 7:30 that night and had been left unlocked in a home's garage with a wallet inside. Police then responded to Mayfair Mall on reports of suspicious credit card purchases. Mall staff provided police with surveillance video footage. One business was reportedly provided with a false address near the location the car was stolen from. Police returned to the Sunnymead area and located three youth on foot who allegedly matched the individuals in the surveillance footage. Three individuals were arrested and face youth court charges. The Honda CR-V was located parked at the University Heights Shopping Center and was returned to its owner. Andrea Boyce, CFAX 1070 News.
The website of the Ontario Association of Chiefs of Police has been shut down after an attack by the internet attackers known as Anonymous. The attack seems to be motivated by the support the chiefs gave to the Harper government's proposed internet surveillance legislation. Among other things, the bill gives authorities access to internet subscriber information without requiring a warrant. The bill is now under review after a heavy backlash from a variety of Canadian groups. A gunman killed two American military advisors in the heart of Kabul today. The shooting took place inside of a heavily guarded government building. The Taliban is claiming responsibility. Pakistani journalist Ahmad Rashid says the group has been known to place operatives among the Afghan armed forces.
There is a concerted campaign by the Taliban to try and make young Afghans who have been recruited into the police and the army to turn against the Americans and NATO forces.
They claim it was retaliation for the accidental burning of Qurans at a U.S. airbase. And Goodyear is recalling six versions of its Wrangler Silent Armor tires designed for trucks, vans, and SUVs. The company says the tread could separate from the tire under severe usage conditions and cause accidents. Goodyear says it will notify owners and replace the tires for free. After the news at 11 o'clock, we call the number listed for the Thompson residents. We did not get a correct answer, though, to our newsmaker question. So after the news at noon today, our prize will be $94 cash. And a brief look at CFAX weather. Mostly cloudy today. A 40% chance of showers this afternoon. High of 7 degrees. A few clouds and some wind overnight. Temperature expected to drop down to about minus 2. And a mix of sun and cloud tomorrow with a chance of showers late in the morning and early afternoon with a high of 6 degrees. I'm Kyle Reynolds. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. It's 11:34.
Straight Talk, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
We are back. We're talking to Lori Nielsen with Gazzola Tiles, and we have Keith Elwood from Crumbsby's Cupcake Cafe, which, of course, is having their new location. They're doing a big opening tomorrow, or reopening, at the Heritage location in Royal Oak. Gazzola Tiles, Lori, it's a great, great spot. I came in and saw your showroom. Well, first of all, you walk in and there's a heated countertop for your kitty cat, Romeo.
I know. He doesn't sit there unless the heat's on.
It's so cool, Keith. You go in there. I mean, I've never heard of a heated countertop. do people have that in their
houses? Happens is we actually have heat throughout the showroom, but when you have shoes on and you're walking, you actually don't feel it. So people, when they put their hands on the counter, it's very interesting. A lot of men will think it's from the lights, but the women figure it out quite quickly that it is a heated counter.
It's really
but
cool.
I do say the cat doesn't sit there unless his heat is on.
He's a spoiled cat.
Yeah, he is.
So cute. Now, you were saying the showroom, you're on Quadra Street.
Correct.
What's the address on Quadra?
1625.
Near the church.
It's right in between the two big churches.
St. John's?
St. John the Divine and the Metropolitan.
Right. And you were saying that things change so much, the showroom and different parts you have, that you're always constantly renovating just to new products, new ways tiles are done, what the customer is wanting nowadays.
Well, I think technology-wise, they're producing tiles faster. What used to take 9 hours, they can do in less than 22 minutes. They have huge factories. I think also people are watching the design shows and they see what they want and they can come in and the choices are just phenomenal.
I watch a lot of those shows and, you know, you hear these people, especially these American, you know, these house hunters or whatever. I want granite. I need my granite. It's like, you know, I don't even know if that's the best product, but people think they need that. What is the maintenance pros and cons of something like granite?
It's an upgraded product. It's not an entry level, so a lot of people will want natural stone. Granite countertops, you do have to see the slab. The product will differ from slab to slab. We also offer quartz countertops, which is...
Is that man-made?
It's actually 93% quartz, but it is produced with 7% resin. It's a lot more, it's stronger than granite. It's rated food safe.
So do you think that's a better product then than, in a way, than granite?
Yes, it is rated food safe. It's scratch resistant, heat resistant, and stain resistant.
I never knew that about granite, so you can scratch it.
Some of the granites you can. There is some softness to it. So I do know with our home, we have two teenagers and a granddaughter, and they have not destroyed my quartz countertop. So that's
good.
Can
you get the same kind of patterns, or is there a lot of variety in a quartz?
Quartz, there's a lot of variety. Some of them do have a speckly look, but you cannot reproduce the natural stone. You're either a natural stone person or you're not.
You know what I really like is the gray and white when you go to Europe. Is that Carrara?
Yes.
Is that marble?
Yes.
But you can do reproductions now of that kind of look, can't you?
Absolutely.
In porcelain and those kind of things, which are, porcelain is man-made.
It is. It's a ceramic that actually is denser than the regular ceramic. It was originally brought in for commercial use or for exterior. It absorbs the least amount of water, less than 0.5%. So when it's outside, it won't get destroyed. Yes, they have digital technology today that they've actually taken pictures of natural stone.
Oh, that's how they do it.
That's right. So
it's like a laminate floor then. It's just screened on as opposed to in the product?
Correct. So in the old days, we used to have 4 or 5 pictures on the porcelain tile. Now you have hundreds. They duplicate the real product. If you go in, I'm sure you saw it when you were in the store, some of them are just phenomenal. You can't tell the difference.
Would that wear off then?
No.
No, it stays.
Yes. Yeah.
And then the maintenance would be a lot less than if you get a true ceramic product that would absorb water and make crack, kind of like your planters, right, when you have those ceramic planters.
It's not going to scratch. And basically, you sweep, you vacuum, and you damp cloth. It's as easy as that.
Oh, am I supposed to do those things? Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Darn, that's where I'm going wrong.
Once a month.
Once a month. So you shouldn't be washing them overly and getting them too saturated all the time.
Porcelain is impervious, so you can leave water on it. It's not
fine for the bathroom and stuff. If you're
correct, it's actually overkill for residential homes. A ceramic itself would be plenty strong enough for a home, but what happens with today's technology? Probably 96-97% of the product is porcelain.
How did you decide all your stuff, Keith? When you were doing your locations, like when you have to choose all these different things, do you do that or?
Well, trial and error.
Trial and error.
We aim towards stainless steel, especially in the back surfaces.
Uh-huh. It works the best for what you're doing?
So far, that's what we found, yeah.
And you have wood floors, I guess, too, right? At the Heritage Building would be...
We have a lovely laminate that looks like a wood floor.
Is that right?
Yeah, but it's a lot more durable, and our floors take a big beating.
I can imagine they do. Now, you sell wood and cork as well.
We do, but we also have porcelain tiles that look exactly like wood.
Really?
Yes, it's a big influence coming in from Europe, and you'll start to see that we're using more of it.
When we come back, we'll talk a little more about the products you have and sort of the different tile lengths and what's sort of in fashion right now. Back in a minute.
First with traffic, tie-ups, closures, ferry waits. The information that can make or break your commute. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
It's Hollywood's biggest night and television's most anticipated return. Billy Crystal's back.
The Academy Awards are on CTV.
Plus, don't miss all the action live on the red carpet. From the hottest stars to the biggest box office hits. The glitz, the glamour, the gold, the crystal.
It's the Oscars.
The 84th Academy Awards. Live tomorrow at 4 on CTV. Brought to you in part by L'Oreal Paris Superior Preference, the gold standard in hair color.
Hi, it's Wendy from All Victoria Vacuums. Right now, we're offering $100 off select Dyson vacuums. You know that James Dyson is the leading edge of vacuum technology, so we're clearing out our older models to make room for the new 2012s. Good news for you, either you save money or you get the newest in Dyson full ball technology. Even the new Dyson Hot is $100 off. Hurry in, this rare Dyson sale will last as long as our inventory. All Victoria Vacuums, Hillside at Cedar Hill for 34 years.
This year, get the Working Opportunity Fund commercialization shares working for you. Receive extra tax savings of up to 30% with the added bonus of dividend payments of up to 25% over a three-year period. An RSP investment that delivers the tax savings and dividends you deserve. The Working Opportunity Fund commercialization shares. Invest today. Shares of the fund are sold by prospectus. Go to growthworks.ca for details and limitations. Dividends are not guaranteed.
Listen to the Connor Financial Report every Saturday at 12 noon on CFAX 1070. Frankly speaking, you can't afford to miss it.
Enjoy the great outdoors. Gear up and catch the 18th annual Victoria Boat and Fishing Show brought to you by Island Outfitters. Bring the whole family and see 30,000 square feet of outdoor adventure exhibits. Try your luck at the Victoria Indoor Air Gun Range brought to you by the Fish and Game Protective Association. Don't miss appearances by Gary Cooper and enter to win amazing door prizes, including a $500 shopping spree at SG Power. The Victoria Boat and Fishing Show, reeling in the best deals of the season. Today through Sunday at Burke's Recreation Center at Tillica Mall. For more information, victoriaboatshow.com.
We are back, and I have Keith Elwood from Crumsby's Cupcake Cafe and Lori Nielsen from Gazzola Tiles. And Lori, we were talking about all the different kinds of tiles you have. You said nowadays they're getting kind of retro. Keith, you were talking about the 60s, but you're also saying maybe the 80s, the grays, and some of the older, maybe the 60s, the patterns you're getting. And you can look like carpets. Like, tell us some of the stuff you can get.
I know. There's phenomenal stuff out there. As I mentioned, we even have tiles that look like carpets. So you walk in, and basically you never have any issues with cleaning. You just sweep vacuum, and off you go.
That's so weird. That would be kind of a shocker, right? You put your feet, think it's nice, and I guess
but
it's
warm.
But
it'd be heated.
But it's like weird. Don't have too many drinks when you're
expecting carpeting and finding a tile.
Shag.
Yeah, we're starting to see some colors come back, like purples and pinks. Definitely the retro with the circles. Even in natural stone, I have some that are all circles and black and white. Black and white is very strong. I even have metal tiles that the technology is with the ribbing in there. It actually catches the light and reflects it back at you.
What's the best advice if someone wants to tile a kitchen or a bathroom? Do you look for longevity in a pattern? Do you look, you know, what kind of lifeline are you looking at with this thing? And, you know, trends come and go. What should you be looking for in a product?
You definitely have to do your research. Everything does come and go. It is a cycle. I think that you need to pick something that you're going to enjoy being with and look at it long term. In bathrooms, we're finding people are going very neutral. We accessorize our bathrooms today, our glass doors, our sinks, our accessories as far as towels, paint. If you tile, it's essentially meant to outlive you. So it should be something that you enjoy, and it should be a personal choice rather than picking for a future buyer.
And go with your gut kind of when you see something you like. Because when I came in, it was the longer tile. And you're saying that's very in fashion, but it depends what city you're in too. You're saying Vancouver.
12 by 24 is really what Victorians are looking for. It is that Euro feel, and you can install that in many different patterns.
What do you mean by different patterns? How would you do that?
You can do it in a square install. You can do it in a brick bond, one-thirds. You can do it herringbone, basket weave. So there's lots of opportunity to change it up.
So you can tell people that they come in, sort of explain the different ways that can look.
Yeah, we actually show it on the floors.
Oh.
People do need a visual. They get confused. There's too much product out there. They don't know. Another interesting factor is when you see a piece of tile in 18 by 18 or a 24 by 24, a lot of people get overwhelmed by the size, but when you actually install it, it shrinks. We have a small bathroom actually done in 24-inch tile. It looks like leather. And
oh, wow.
When you look at it, it doesn't look like a 24-inch.
Well, we just had some put in. It looks fantastic. And, you know, Hudson was worried about the long tile, too. Maybe the room was too small. But it really does make the room look bigger, almost.
12 by 12 and 13 by 13s actually look small today.
Wow.
And when you see 8 by 8s, which were in the 80s, it's really tiny. Unfortunately, that sort of dates a place as well when you've got really small tile. Now, however, on the same topic, mosaics are big. So people are using the 5/8 or the 1x1s as accents or feature walls. What I like about it is they've been around for a long time, so they circle and they look very update and contemporary today.
What are you seeing in kitchens? The dark seems to be going out a bit. The dark wood cabinets, more painted, maybe white. Sometimes these lime green, like the shiny. What are you suggesting for backsplashes and ideas for kitchens?
I think you have to think of a backsplash as a personal piece of art. It's the first thing you see when you come into the kitchen. Where do we spend the most amount of time? In the kitchen. So it is definitely listening to your heart. It's very interesting watching people come into the store and they look at certain things and they're very attracted to it, but then their mind comes into play saying, well, maybe I should be more conservative about it. So I love those clients that actually go with their heart and follow. It's really a piece of art. It's your personal art. And I think life's too short to go beige if you don't want to go beige.
Very true. Well, what do you have in your kitchen? If you have leather floors in the bathroom, I can only imagine.
We actually have metal in one part of our kitchen. And then there's a small kitchen that my husband had to have his own little personal coffee kitchen. And he's a neutral kind of guy. So we did all the neutral tiles. We brought them home. We looked at it. Took us 4 years. But finally, one day I said to him, I know the perfect tile for you. And we went red, orange, and purple. And he loves it.
Well, and isn't that the way when you own this business? It took you 4 years to do this?
Yeah, 4 years.
Now, you said you're updating some of your own spaces in the shop.
Within the
shop. So what are you redoing and what kind of stuff are you going to use?
I think colors have changed. The format, large format tile, we're showing more of that. Our European wall tiles are 13 by 39 and a half inches.
Wall tiles. So what? That's instead of paint and stuff, you're going to tile the whole wall with?
Yes. Yeah. And traditionally, we did 6x6, 8x8. A lot of people now do 12x24 on the wall. But European sizing coming in is 13 by 39 inches.
Oh, that'll be neat to look at.
Yeah.
So we a whole new area to tile. Jeez.
Yeah.
A lot of the floors, not going to the walls.
I look for more walls. Everything's tiled in my house.
And what colors are you seeing with paint to go along with that? Like, people are painting kitchens, bathrooms, and what kind of colors have you been noticing?
Right now we're seeing gray and white as very predominant. But I see probably a more casual, warmer look coming in the future. We've sort of, the metal tile has sort of taken a back seat. The gray and white, very clean, contemporary look is in. But my feeling would be we're going to go to more casual. It's just like people enjoy a restaurant like Keith's because it's coming back to times when we can enjoy and mingle and just have good energy.
Feel warm.
Yes, and I think we're going to find that in the home as well.
And if people want to know more about tiles and what they can order, where do they find you again?
We're at 1625 Quadra Street.
And also the website.
Yes,
Pizzola Tiles.
We are
updating
that.
Lots of ideas, the products there. So, mm-hmm. And you're going to stick around. We're going to talk when we come back to Astor Braunschmidt about the Weather Watchers. Back in a minute.
Hey, what you doing for lunch?
A bucket of balls.
Get active at Highland Pacific Golf. Even if the weather's not perfect, Highland Pacific's covered heated driving range is the place to keep your swing in shape or play around on the best winter course in Victoria. Yes, you still get roll on the fairways, even in wet weather.
My swing's improving.
Hit a bucket, grab a burger at Highland Pacific Golf, Victoria's award-winning driving range and newest public 18-hole golf course. Close to town, just past Victoria General Hospital. Check it out at highlandpacificgolf.com.
Have you been living with a water entry problem in your basement or crawl space? Have you been reluctant to deal with it because you saw the mess and heard the cost next door at your neighbor's? Well, Earth Service Drain Master has been solving water entry and drainage problems economically for 32 years. Trust our drainage team to restore, repair, or renew your existing system back into working condition. Call Earth Service Drain Master at 250-479-0195. We will be glad to arrange a visit and assess your problem.
It starts with a small chip on your windshield. The chip turns into a crack. The crack gets bigger and bigger and bigger. Now that tiny little chip has turned into a monster, and that monster turns into such a problem that...
Hey, can you see the road? Because I can't.
Go to First Response Glass. They'll replace it and back it up with a lifetime no-leak warranty. Hassle-free and with a courtesy car available. First Response Glass fixes it.
Wow, Michael here for Windsor Plywood. Can you believe this, Victoria? We are giving away $2,500. That's right, $2,500. One lucky winner will tailor Windsor's price package to suit their needs by choosing from Windsor Plywood's huge selection of doors, flooring, molding, paneling. The list is endless. Come on down to Windsor Plywood on Keating Crossroad and on Van Ar Way in Langford. Fill out an entry form and you could be the big winner. Check us out in person or visit us at WindsorPlywood.com. Windsor Plywood in the West Shore now open Thursday and Friday evenings.
We are back. I have Keith Elwood here from Crumsby's Cupcake Cafe, and I have Lori Nielsen from Gazzola Tiles, and on the phone we have Astrid Braunschmidt from CTV News. How are you, Astrid?
I'm great. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. And, you know, the weather's pretty good today because I'm sure being the weather person, you take a lot of flack when the weather's bad.
Oh, yeah, I hear it. If someone doesn't like how hot it is or how cold it is or if it rained a little too much or if it wasn't sunny enough, I hear all of it.
And the weather's
happy with today.
I know, and the weather's so crazy. Like this week, you know, you were saying there could be snow and, you know, you never know from week to week what's going to happen. Usually just think there's going to be some rain, but, you know, things have changed a lot over the years.
You know, and they certainly have. And I think it's really interesting, you know, for me, at least, when I'm starting to hear some of the discussions from other forecasters across the country and from different areas, including Environment Canada, and just to hear the debates about, okay, so what do we think the system is going to do? And a lot of it comes down to timing. And, of course, we living on Vancouver Island know how we all have little microclimates around our neighborhoods. So there's so many variables, and it's really tricky, but it's, for me, I find it really interesting.
Well, I heard you on the news last night with Hudson. You were talking about, you know, the elevations in some of the places and then the valleys and how it can be so very different, right? When you say it could be snow in the higher levels, there are a lot of higher levels you don't think of.
Absolutely. And, you know, even the fact that we live so close to the water is a variable as well, you know. So when we talk about snow, you can just drive down the street by about 5 minutes sometimes and your neighbors will have a whole bunch, and then the rest of us have nothing. It's kind of a fascinating little picture that we paint, I think, weather-wise here on the West Coast.
And then people laugh when, you know, they see the news that snow is the headline sometimes. But, you know, you're from Victoria. I was born here. It's a big deal because we don't know how to drive in it, or I don't. So when it snows, it's crippling.
And neither do I. I took, when we had the little snowstorm that happened, our one and only cold snap I think we've had so far this winter.
Yeah.
And I think I took one look out at my street and I called up one of our camera guys and said, can I get a ride? Not going to the corner of my street to where the main road is to even think about seeing if it was clear.
So, you're smart. That's a smart thing to do, Astrid.
That was the day we tried to open, actually.
That's the day you're...
Yes, of course.
Oh, no. Well, you know, it's so funny because we have so many great people who work so hard to clear the roads for us, Victorian drivers. And then there are people like me who take one look and think, I'm not even going to pretend I know what I'm doing.
Well, that's a good thing. But, you know, the weather, you know what you're doing there, and the weather's looking fantastic. You have all kinds of new graphics and stuff that you're working with. And the cloud forecaster, that's so cool.
Oh, you like the Skycast?
Skycast, huh? Yeah, that's really neat.
It's pretty fun. You know, it's been quite a learning curve. And not only with the graphic system, which was, you know, sort of like a self-taught crash course in how to do 3D weather graphic animation, but it's been really interesting to try and play with some of the graphics that we have and figure out what's the best way to tell that weather story every night. Some nights it's more challenging than others, and I'm sure that the system is capable of doing so much more, and I've just scratched the surface, but it's been a pretty fun learning curve.
And it is a weather story, and that's what's neat. And you're adding something else. We, you know, in CTV they have the school net, and so you can see all the different mm-hmm. points all across Vancouver Island. But also you're doing weather watchers.
We are, you know, and this is a great way for our viewers to get involved in my weather forecast. So I'm really excited to have just newly launched this, really inviting kids, if they draw the weather, to send in their art to me. And even we've got some amazing photographers all over Vancouver Island, and everyone's got a fancy camera. If you capture a beautiful sunrise, or you see some snow, or the snowdrops are out early in your neck of the woods, and you want to show me that spring is just around the corner, I'd love to put those photos, those pieces of art on the air. And I think it just allows, you know, our viewers to get involved with the forecast, but we can all then share that little piece of the weather and really make it our own.
And even if you're 20, called Rachel, you can do one.
Oh, We might have a little connection to Rachel there.
You know, it's funny, Astrid, because you have those sheets for the weather. And I don't, no matter how old you are, if you go to a restaurant, you go somewhere and you start doodling, everybody wants to color.
Absolutely.
You know, it's just fun, right? You know, like 20 years old, you still want to do the coloring, color in the lines.
Absolutely. So, you know, that's just it. You can be any age and send me weather art, and any age and send me weather photos. And so that's what I'm really excited to showcase every night.
And how do people do that, Astrid, if they want to get a hold of you and send their weather in?
Really easy. So you can go to our website, ctvvancouverisland.ca, and there's a little Weather Watchers little link there. So you can click on that and find out all the information about how to get photos to me, or you can scan the art or drop it off. There are a number of different ways to get it to me, but the email address, if you decide to send in a photo or scan the art, is islandweather@ctv.ca. So remember those two things, the website and the email address, and you can send in your submissions, and I'm really, really happy to show them on the air.
And CVAX and CTV both are, there's Facebook and Twitter for both places, so make sure you log on to that. Summer predictions, spring predictions, what do you think is going to be happening with the weather? Are we going to have hot, dry spells, or what do you think?
Oh, my goodness. Well, the best forecasters would tell you that it's really, really hard to make long-range predictions. So I personally, here's what I'm hoping for. We know that the frigid, cold, you know, forecast for this winter didn't happen, and the national forecasters admit that maybe La Nina is not going to do the snowstorm of the century. So we're sort of in this nice, milder winter. I'm hoping that the mild conditions continue because I happen to love a hot summer. Doesn't mean that'd be a good thing for everyone, and I'm not saying that's what's going to happen, but that's what I'm kind of hoping for.
Especially for your two little guys, right?
That's just for me and the kids and everyone else who wants to go to the beach.
You betcha. Well, you can watch Astrid on the news. It's on 7 days a week, and you watch her 5 to 7 weekdays. Keith, all the best. You were on last night. All the best with Crumbs and Bees tomorrow. Make
Thank
sure
you
drop
so
by your Oak Bay or Royal Oak location. Lori Gazzola Tiles, wonderful to have you on. Astrid, as always. And Astrid, we're going to wish Hudson a big happy birthday.
We should.
It's the big day. Happy birthday, Huddy.
Happy birthday, Hudson. I did a shout-out on Twitter as well, so I hope he gets
Yeah, you can
spoiled.
Join. That's right, and you're on Twitter, and Hudson is CTV if you want to. Hudson, it's CTV. How do you
at
say
At CTV Hudson.
Hudson, and you're what? At CTV Astrid?
Me? I'm at CTV News Astrid.
There you go. So happy birthday. I hope you have a great day. I love you so much. And all of you get out there and enjoy.